Bill 1114, an act to revise certain voting and participation requirements related to bond issues involving two or more political subdivisions.
House Bill 1114 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the body. What this bill is attempting to do is it's attempting to move from 60% a bond issue that you need for a joint when you have like a city school district that has wants to do a joint project. It would move that from 60% so that it'd require a 51% majority to approve that project. And it was the law came into effect in 1947 and it was amended in 1984. And then in 1999, there was a school bond issue that that attempted to issue this joint the joint bonds with for the city. So that I think prompted this to happen. But what happened is it would just allow a district that decides that they want to go together and to do a joint project in a facility that might enhance their community. And I think it is a time where it's progressive. If a community wants to do this, that it should be allowed to do this, and they would have to bring 20% of the money to do the project from the entities that are wishing to do that to show the good faith of what they want to do, and they'd have to agree to that. And I just think that from an economic development perspective and for people wanting to move into community and look at the quality of life and some of the joint projects that have been done that can be done, it provides that opportunity. And this bill just sends a message that local governments can cooperate in their efforts to try to do joint proposals, and if they both come to an agreement to share the costs in this. And I just think moving it down to where you can have the majority vote is prudent and wise. And so I just ask your support of the 51% majority. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. I would just caution people before they vote for this particular bill. This pretty well runs things back the way they were 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I came in with a bill that changed away from the process we're trying to reinstitute again today. And the reason was that there was abuse in the system where the communities would work together on a particular issue. I believe the issue of that particular day was the Aberdeen school system, where they started out with a project that started with a $28 million school being built on the outside edge of town. The city would have preferred to have it on the inside of town, so instead of a $28 million project, we ended up with a $31 million project, which the school put in, or the city put in $2 million at that particular time. And so the net to the taxpayers for the bond for the school was $29 million, $1 million more than what was done previously if they had just had the school on the outside edge of town. I think when you pass bills like this and legislate like this, it legislates a lack of confidence from the voters, because they can see when they're being scammed, when we're going through a process like this, simply to lower the rate from 60% passage down to 50%. If that's what we want to do, we ought to address the issue for schools of dropping that bond issue to 50% and deal with that matter. Let's not circumvent the system as this particular bill tries to do. With that, I would ask you to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Madam President.
Further remarks, Senator McCracken.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would like to remind you that last year during the election, there was Constitutional Amendment B that the people of South Dakota passed by a 55% to 44% margin. And it talked about giving power to the people to initiate streamlining of local government, saving costs, and this type of thing, like it's brought forth in House Bill 1114. I would urge you to pass the bill as we have it in front of us and defeat the amendment. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Further remarks. Senator Koskin.
Well, thank you, Madam President. Well, I rise in opposition to 1114, and the reason is because of history. If you look back at why the reason we have a 60%, I mean, I don't know the total history, but part of the rationale, I should say, for the bill is that we have a situation where in a district you have voters and some are property owners and some are not. But the people that are voting that don't own property are affecting somebody else. They're affecting the property owner. So you're going to pass that tax on. It's an easy vote for them to increase it or to put a bond on. But Second, and the second part of that is in response to Senator McCracken's point about an issue that we that was on the ballot. It passed 55-45 or something like that. But we can change that next year. Every one of those votes we can change next year. But when you do a bond, it's a long-term issue. You cannot just turn around next year and undo a bond. You've committed. And so we have to think about that long and hard before we should put a burden on the property owners in those districts. And I think it should be a special effort, an extra effort to try to convince the people that this is good for the long term. So I would urge you just not to support 1114.
Further remarks, Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I join Senator Koskinen and several of the others that oppose this particular bill. As you know, we just got this 60% majority on a year, two, 3 years ago, I guess it has been now. And I just totally agree that it has to take a special effort to pass a bond issue. Aberdeen voted, I think, three times to get their bond issue passed. And when they did the work and got the project in the eyes of the people right, they got their 60% plus majority to pass this. And as Senator Koskinen said, a bond commitment is 25, 30 years down the road, where these other issues can be looked at every other year at a general election, definitely. And ladies and gentlemen, also remember that a tax increase here takes a two-thirds, and I really feel that a supermajority out on a bond issue of 25 years is a necessary thing to have. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam President. I look at House Bill 1114 as actually a philosophical difference that people have. Philosophically, there are people that feel that you need the supermajority for a bond issue. There are other people that feel that all of our other legislation, et cetera, is based on a majority vote or 50% plus. This is different. I look at this as being a way to circumvent the 60% majority that the people to this point have asked when we have either a bond issue or a capital outlay referendum. So therefore, to circumvent to the point it is better than it was a couple years ago when we had that you could have one of the government entities coming to the table with, let's say, we will finance the flagpole for this particular building project. And then the 25 or 30 million could be put up to the other government entity and have the bond issue passed on a basis of 50%. I just cannot agree with circumventing. If we want to do what philosophically is up to the people, and that is 60% supermajority or 50%, that is a different issue. So therefore, I cannot support trying to circumvent what we have had as far as bond issues, et cetera, are concerned.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1114. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Bros?
No.
Brown?
No.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuick? Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury? Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen? Hangey?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
No.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskinen?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy?
Aye.
Steigers? Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
no.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting,
no.
Senator DeHuick, Madam President, ayes 12, nays 22, excused 1.
House Bill 1114 has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost. At this time, Senator Olson would like you to welcome the government class from Mitchell.